First Baptist Church, and Jennifer Ennis is in from Elder Care, fresh from the barbecue just a couple of weeks ago. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I know, it feels like we were just here. There's no way the barbecue's already over.
I know it. What a great evening it was, though. It was fun.
It was. It's always a great event, and we're just so thankful for everyone who comes out and enjoys the evening with us and kind of parties, and all of our sponsors and donors that we had for the barbecue. It was a great event. The weather was wonderful, and
yeah.
I heard very few complaints of anybody not really getting the alternative route and getting a little lost.
I thought it was very well marked overall, and if you looked on the back of your ticket, it was there. It was just a matter of, wait a minute, I didn't know there was an alternative rate. Oh, turn the ticket over. Yep, there it is, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, we tried to mark it as best as we could. Hopefully next year the construction will be done, and we won't have all the signs hanging out there.
Yeah. So. Gypsy Twang and Les Gillum, I think both very well received.
Absolutely. We were so glad to see Les out again. Yeah. I mean, he was so excited to be there, and it's just, he's a wonderful musician, and then and pair that with Gypsy Twang, and I think it was a pretty phenomenal night, really. Again, the weather, I just am so thankful. I was a little nervous that it might be standing water or muddy or something like that, but no. We were able to have pretty solid ground throughout the evening, so that's a blessing, and it looked beautiful with all the rain. I mean, I'm so thankful for getting that.
It just couldn't have been better. It was a nice green evening. The ground was not squishy or anything like that, so I'll say kudos to the ranch crew for whatever they did or didn't do to make sure that everything was just the way it should be.
Absolutely. We have just such good support from the ranch crew, and again, if you were a donor for a live auction item or a silent auction item, or you purchased a table, or you just came out with your buddy and spent the evening, we just cannot thank you enough for supporting us. Every year we have this event, and we sure hope people show up.
Yeah.
And every year, tons of people come out, and we always have large crowds, and it's just like, it's almost kind of feels like a big old family reunion for BT. Every year I'm like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. You're here. We get to chat and have a great dinner, and we would not be able to pull it off without everyone's support, and Elder Care wouldn't be what we are without our community and everyone believing in our mission just as much as we do and striving to help us, you know, make a better life for everyone in our community.
It's a great idea, and just, you know, fulfilling the mission of Elder Care is so satisfying. And again, there could have been, looking back on things, when Catsy passed away, the family could have said, well, that was Mom's thing. We know, you know, thank you very much for coming out. But they are continuing that tradition. It's nice to have that commitment. You know?
It was. I mean, it's wonderful to have, you know, a family that is so committed to this organization. And I think that they sent out there and they said the same thing. It's like we already knew everyone. I mean, everyone's so friendly out there and just loves to be there. And it's really the people that make the fundraiser, and it's really the people that make our organization. It's our staff that works there, and it's the people we get to work with in the community, and those who come in for services that just make Elder Care unique. I mean, I think that most people would say that about an organization, you know, their people make it unique, but we're just so thankful every day we get to see people come through our door and enjoy getting to build a relationship with them and serve our community.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, it's nice to you get out of the car, straight route or detour, it doesn't matter. You open the door and the mariachis are playing and you say, yep, it's another barbecue.
Absolutely. Mariachi band always. I feel like it's true. I don't know why it just kind of rings your bell there, but it does. It's so nice to have everyone out. And even our volunteers, you know, I think that sometimes we don't talk enough about that. And, you know, if you're listening and you may not have even noticed some of the volunteers out there, but we rely on about 40 volunteers from Saturday morning through the end of Sunday when we tear down. And that does not include our volunteers on our committee that spend 6-7 months with us thinking about how it needs to be set up, helping us design it, get auction items. And it would not be possible without them every year coming out, knowing how much work it is.
Yeah.
And still somehow showing up to
And they
to
came back.
It.
I mean, they did it once and they said, they're coming back.
I know. I mean, I think I'm always surprised about that when the volunteers come back for the barbecue and I think, man, I didn't work you hard enough last year. But we are so thankful. And if you volunteered or you have in the past or you volunteer for any place here in town, I just have to tell you, we appreciate, because every organization, every company, it wouldn't be the same without people just giving of their time and helping every organization make their mission. So if you're a volunteer, kudos to you for always showing up when people work you hard.
Yeah, exactly, regardless of what nonprofit. But we're talking about elder care this morning, so thanks for your help there. But the mission continues. Expenses are what expenses are, and it is things like the barbecue that is your major fundraiser for the year that, you know, sustains elder care through the rest of the year.
It does. You know, it does support the majority of everything all year long, and so without it we would probably struggle quite a bit to maintain all of our programming. And so that's why it's so vital. And if you have never been to elder care, or you're not really sure what we do, we offer such a variety of programs, from, you know, outpatient physical therapy. We talk about that quite a bit. You know, we have Dr. Gerald at the Bohan Senior Health Center. You know, he's taking new patients, but it's great to have a physician on site. Mm-hmm. We talk about golden opportunities quite a bit, about getting out and going on day trips and going on trips. And then there's our kind of anchor program, Daybreak. And then there's a lot of little programs that it supports, things like the Cool Room Project. And that's something that has just started to kick off for the year.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a good time of the year to be talking about that, because, June, typically somewhere around, let's say, the second weekend of June, if we haven't already had hot weather, it just kind of, somebody flips the switch and say, yep, it's summertime in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. And we can see it. The temperatures are climbing and they're definitely getting here. And so if you've never heard of the Cool Room Project, or you're like, oh, I've kind of heard it, but I don't remember, what it is we know how dangerous the heat can be for really anybody, but specifically for younger people and older people, and that heat-related illnesses, they're on an increase, and that can not just make you sick, but it could cause death if you're not careful. And so as temperatures rise, we get concerned about anybody who may not have central air and heat in their home, and that those rooms can get very warm very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so if you are 60 or older and you don't have central air and heat, you can easily call us and we'll loan out a wall unit for a room, and you can kind of close the door and keep one room cool. And so it's just kind of a way to battle the heat of the summer during those key months. And so now we're loaning out air conditioners usually sometime in September when the weather starts to cool off a little bit more. You get a letter saying, hey, it's time to return that air conditioner. And it's a great program, because it could be that your house just doesn't have central air and heat, or it could be your air conditioner went out and it's going to be a month before it can get fixed. And that's so dangerous, and we don't want anybody to be without. And so it's a really great program to be aware of, because you may have a neighbor who's elderly who needs it. Or again, it could be yourself and you had the accidental air conditioner break this year and you never thought you would need to use the program, but this might be the year. And so you just give us a call, and it's free to loan out as long as you bring them back, kind of thing. And we rely on the support of not just the barbecue, but really this is a great time of year to remind people, if you want to support this specific program, if you know that you've either used it before or someone who has, we're always looking to take donations to purchase more air conditioners, because every year we purchase more and it seems like we always have a wait list, and it's kind of a need that never ends.
Yeah. How does somebody get signed up for the Cool Room Project?
You just really give us a call. So you call us at 918-336-8500. You'll talk to Sue Adams. She kind of leads up that program there. She'll take your information, and then you'll arrange a time to come and pick one up there at Elder Care. We don't deliver, so you'll need to come get it yourself, or find a friend or a neighbor who can come help, and then you'll install it. And then the same thing, you'll get a letter and you'll bring it back. So it's really pretty simple.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you mentioned that you don't do the installation work yourself. This is something for, you know, here's the air conditioner, but it's up to you to get it plugged in and turned on and put in the window.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we make sure every year when they come back, we clean them, and then we service them one more time before they go out, so they have been looked at. And if you are having one of our units and there's an issue, give us a call. You know, we can, you know, look at it for you, but we don't install them and we don't deliver them. So that's kind of a key there to remember as well. But It's almost there. We've had a couple calls because I think people are kind of gearing up for the weather. But in about 2 weeks, we'll probably have a lot more calls for it.
Yeah, well, we had that early dose of summertime temperatures or near summertime temperatures back when it should have been spring. So,
yeah, absolutely. We usually don't start loaning them out until about Memorial Day. It's kind of, we kind of give a range. It's like Memorial Day through Labor Day kind of thing, but it can change based on if summer comes early, absolutely, or stays late.
Yep. Give Elder Care, if this is something that you need or a neighbor or a family member needs, to get a room of their home, the living room, their bedroom, whatever, one room, you can kind of shut off the rest of the house and say, this is my cool room, keep all of the cold air in here, and let the rest of the house do what the rest of the house does.
Absolutely. So, you know, another thing, we were talking a little bit about daybreak, and I kind of want to circle back about that. We're talking about summer and heat, and it kind of gets me thinking about daybreak, and I was just talking to some individuals over there, and we're really gearing up to have a lot of new activities this summer.
Great.
You know, I don't have necessarily all of the the details on that, but what we're really focusing on is trying to make it a variety of things. And so we're taking a lot of input from those who are coming in, and we're doing a lot more parties, a lot more crafts. And we're also, we just started our, well, I wouldn't say just started, but our raised garden in the back of Elder Care. You know, I don't know if anybody knows, we have a little garden back there. We just got all that planted. We have a couple participants out there. And so it's a really great time if you've never been to Daybreak or seen it, and you're thinking about, hey, maybe this is great for myself or a loved one. Come by and check out what we're doing this summer, because it's going to be a lot more energized. I think everyone comes out more during the summer because they want to go somewhere where it's cool. And so Elder Care tends to be that. And so they can stay inside all day and, you know, do a variety of things.
Absolutely. We'll get more information to you on Daybreak and Elder Care when we continue with Jennifer coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time talking about Elder Care, Jennifer Ennis in to give us the information. And Daybreak, well, services in general, you kind of have to get signed up, pre-register, be on your list of clients that you serve before you just show up for Daybreak, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much true for most of our programs, is there's some kind of enrollment process or something. And so that is true with Daybreak. You can't just show up over there and say, I'm here to participate for the summer or all year long. Yeah.
Here I am, where's my cookie?
Exactly, it's not quite like that. Sometimes it may seem like that. And so the best thing to do is to really come and take a tour first of Daybreak. Sit down with our staff over there and say, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Tell me a little bit more about the program, and that way we can kind of give you a better idea of what might be best for you, whether that's 2 days a week or maybe it's 5 days a week. We kind of have a variety of participants that come different times of the week. And so we can sit down and kind of look at all of that and then get you through that enrollment process. It doesn't take long. I would say, I mean, we can get it done pretty quick, 2 or 3 days usually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a little longer depending on maybe if you're going through the VA to help with that, it might take a little bit longer to do something like that.
Government agencies in general take a little bit longer.
Exactly, but there is that kind of enrollment piece. And so you'll want to kind of take that into mind. If it's something you're thinking about, then I wouldn't wait until the day you want to do it. I would definitely get kind of involved before that. And that's true for even our Brighter Living Companion Program. You know, that's those companions that can come out and help with transportation and housekeeping, maybe some light meal preparation, things like that. If you know you need something like that, maybe you have a doctor's appointment in Tulsa and you need a ride, don't wait until that day.
Here's my grocery list. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, it takes about 2 or 3 days to get enrolled in that program, and you have to be enrolled before you make any appointments. And so you may not need it now, but you know at the end of the month you might need that service. And so I always tell everyone, get on our books, kind of get on our enrollment list, and then utilize it when you need it. And don't wait until the last minute, because sometimes we can squeeze you in and sometimes it's just not possible. And so you have to wait a couple of days, and we don't want, we never want to say, well, I know you need us tomorrow, but.
How about next Tuesday?
Exactly. So make sure to kind of keep up on that. You know, the one thing I always like to talk about right now, and really a couple times a year, is the importance of socialization. And that is so key to so many of our programs there at Elder Care, because by staying social, you stay physically active, you stay mentally active, your mental health is known to be better if you're socializing with other people, you're getting out of your home. And so it's so important to make sure you are always on top of that. And there are key times of the year when it's really cold and icy outside, or when it's really hot and you don't want to go outside because it's hot, that you can sometimes shut yourself in a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I always like to remind people, as the summer heats up and those days become a little bit more miserable, they're kind of nonstop, and you can't let that necessarily deter you from getting out. And so obviously don't spend all day out in the excessive heat, but don't let it deter you. Find a way to get plugged in with people, because there are a lot of studies that talk about, you know, depression and even dementia. Some of those things can be curbed a little bit by staying social, by being active and engaging yourself in your community and with other people. And so that's what Daybreak does. That is their key function, is to say, don't sit at home and watch TV. Get out, meet new friends, do new things, try new things. And that way you keep your mind sharp and you don't feel the aging process quite the same.
Exactly. And again, if you've got that that brighter living program going, and you've got somebody coming to the house every, I don't care, Tuesday morning at 10:30, just to do whatever needs to be done that particular day, it's one more opportunity to interact with somebody that doesn't live at your house.
Exactly. I mean, that's it's really hard. Sometimes you don't drive as much, and you don't do as much. And so you do tend to, maybe you realize it's been 4 or 5 days and really you haven't seen anybody besides the mailman.
And the television doesn't talk back.
It doesn't talk back. And so we always encourage, if you are starting to get there, you got to get out and you got to get moving. You got to find something to be involved in. It can be Daybreak. It can be having a companion over. It could be our Golden Opportunities program, where you come out to the monthly dinners that are the fourth Thursday of the month, or you participate in a class that we have coming up, or a day trip we have coming up. Even if that's just once a week or once every 2 weeks, it's much better than spending all summer or all winter or those unpleasant times inside.
Yeah.
Because not just that, but your balance gets off. You know, you don't walk as much when you stay inside, you don't socialize. And we all know a fall is the quickest way to lose your independence.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen from a fall.
Don't you have some like Tai Chi classes and things that are going on to help with balance and some of those things?
Yeah, we don't have Tai Chi anymore, but okay. We do have two other exercise classes that are offered through Golden Opportunities. One is Stretch and Tone. It's kind of like a basic yoga, but it strengthens your core, which strengthens your balance. The other is Enhanced Fitness, which is focused a lot more on cardio and balance. And so you do some stretches and stuff that kind of strengthen that as well. Obviously, if you're really off balance, we're going to encourage you to get a balance screening through physical therapy, and then see what need you might have from there, whether that is exercises we can recommend you do at home, to maybe it's time for a little bit of physical therapy to strengthen maybe a leg muscle that you didn't even realize wasn't strong, and that's maybe why you're kind of feeling off balance. So we have those. What I'd recommend is, coming up this Monday, it's June 5th, we have our open house. And so it's every first Monday of each month at 10 a.m. Come by, check out what we have. We can walk you through Daybreak. We can walk you through physical therapy. We can show you what other socialization. We can talk more about anything you want to talk about. You can come up, and it's a great time to learn a lot more about our programs and get coffee and get a pastry and get involved and get moving.
Sounds like a great deal. And besides that, it's free.
It is free. And then if you are looking for other ways to try new things and kind of engage yourself a little differently, June 22nd, that's our monthly golden hour. I know that's like a month away, but that's when our new summer brochure for Golden Opportunities comes out. So we'll have all new trips, all new classes. We'll have our exercise classes starting over. Okay. You can join them anytime, absolutely. But some people feel more comfortable starting at the beginning of a session. Mm-hmm. And so you can start again there. So it's a great time. Plus, it's just fun to come out and have dinner on the 22nd and get to know people. So we have that coming up to you with our new brochure. We have so much stuff. If you don't know about elder care, we really encourage you stop by for that open house. You know, we're pretty easy to find.
You're very easy to find.
Because if you know where Walmart is, you're pretty much almost to elder care. Absolutely. You just go around that curb right past Green Country Village. Mm-hmm. And we're that next building with the big green tin roof. And so it's 1223 Swan. And so we're pretty easy. You can either go, you know, on the curb by Walmart, or if you know where the new tag agency is or the donut shop, that's where I know it is. Yeah. Turn right there on Swan next to the Memorial Park Cemetery and straight down, and we're right there.
Yeah. I've got not even enough time to really talk about physical therapy or the gerontologist. We'll have to hit that next time. But it's a full menu of services. Check it out. You've got a great website that kind of gives people a lot of information.
We do. Check us out at abouteldercare.org for all of our stuff there. Also, we have a Facebook page. You can follow us. We try and put out relevant articles. We try and let you know what's coming up and keep you kind of up to date. You can call us at anytime, 918-336-8500. Even if you have a question, you're like, well, I wonder if they do this. Call us. If we don't do it, we probably know who does, and we can get you connected up.
And besides that, that's the same telephone number to call for that air conditioner for the cool room.
Absolutely. As winter, you know, remember that, 336-8500.
News is next.
I'm Sean Carey with ONN News. Governor Fallon has signed the $6.8 billion spending bill into law that she's